Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local scene in Georgia and around the Southeast region, as well as interviews with the newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
Welcome to the December 17th edition of Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com. And tonight I have a special guest co-host. His name is Simon Sermon. How are you doing tonight, Mr. Sermon?
I am doing very well. Fabulous. Fantastic. I'm here to add some color to your show, Jonathan, because you're a little monotone and a little dull for my taste. I'm here to add all the colors of the rainbow.
Well, I appreciate you being here. Of course, tonight's, at least the first half of tonight's show, is dedicated to Jason Speed, who was involved with Pro Wrestling Resurrection and its predecessor, TNT Pro Wrestling, and various other organizations. And he is no longer with us, as many of you may have heard. And I believe you were involved in those shows a little bit over the years, weren't you, Simon?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, I was a part of just about every variation of show that he had, starting with NFWA in Clayton, and then it moved over to Franklin, North Carolina, became TNT, moved back to Clayton, and then has become a Pro Wrestling Resurrection, if I'm not mistaken. But I performed on every variation of his show.
All right, and you, I believe you were there, back there not too long ago to take on Rick Michaels as part of their crowning of a new champion, right?
Yeah, that's correct. That was my foray into PWR. Unfortunately, we weren't able to get in any more shows, but that's actually the last time that I saw Jason.
All right, well, as a lot of people may know, yesterday was supposed to be their last show of the year, and that was canceled. Simon, as someone who knew Jason for many years, what are some of your memories of working with him and some things that you might want to say about him?
You know, I wrote on Facebook today, that Jason was a guy who kind of paved his own way and wanted to do things, his own way. And that's kind of the way that he did it. He had a vision. He had an idea for what he thought wrestling was supposed to be and for what he thought wrestling could be. And regardless of what anybody said about him or what anybody tried to do to stop him, he created NFWA and, had some really, really, really good shows back in the day. They drew 300-400 people in that little bitty place, which was, like a little kids entertainment place. I think it was called Kip's at the time. Kip being Mr. Tibbs, my man slave. They ended up losing that building at some point and moving over to Franklin, North Carolina. And having some shows there at the National Guard Armory where, sorry to say, I was actually partly responsible for him losing that building there at the National Guard Armory, which is probably a great story all in itself. But, Jason was always driven. He always had an idea of what he wanted out of wrestling and what he wanted his shows to be like. And, he stuck to his vision and, He made his vision a reality, and that's a lot more than I can say about most people. He could be stubborn and pigheaded at times, and but if you came up with a really, really good idea that he liked, he'd work with you. But he would always want something to do with everything that was going on. And I don't mean that he had to be out there in the front or anything, but I mean he had his hand in every single thing that went on at his shows. He either created it or critiqued it.
Okay. Well, I didn't know him very well. I met him a couple times just over the past few months. I went to a couple of TNT shows, and then I was there the day that they announced the name change to PWR, and I've been to a handful of PWR shows since then. So my interaction with him was minimal, but I did appreciate the shows that I saw and the booking and matches that I saw and everything. And I think that promotion definitely in the past few months has featured some of George's top talent. So if nothing else, he had a good eye for talent, it seems like. And you were more involved, I guess, in the earlier days than you have been. As you said, you, I think, only had that one match for PWR. But what would you say it was like, that show compared to the earlier shows that you did working with him?
Well, the earlier shows that we did, the NFWA, you know, it was, the building was electric. I mean, if anybody who went to those first shows there at Kipps, you know, it was just this big open space with a wrestling ring and bleachers on just about every side. And I'll be honest with you, along with, you know, some other great performers, a lot of them who aren't even wrestling here today, you know, we made magic happen in that building. And and the fans kept coming month after month. You know, it started with what he called the Raven Rumble, which was this elimination, you know, Royal Rumble type thing. And I think on the first show there, just about the entire show was the Raven Rumble. And I think I spent a good hour and 15 minutes under the ring. I was the first guy in, and I excused myself after about the sixth guy and stayed under the ring for the rest of the time. And, you know, came out and eliminated the only female wrestler in the match at the time, and thought I had won. And then, you know, here comes this big 7-foot-tall monster tower, and I politely excused myself this time over the top rope to make sure I was eliminated so I didn't have to worry myself with that monster. And that began that angle between myself and Tower, which is probably one of my personal favorites, because again, I had my manslave, Mr. Tibbs, and he was there, and he helped me win the NFWA title on more than one occasion. And we did it by, tasing and beating our opponents with ass batons. And there may have even been some pepper spray and just anything that we could think of to get the goods on the good guy. I mean, hell, we even did the Christmas parade that first year. They had the wrestlers in the Christmas parade, and I actually gave out lumps of coal to all the children in that town. It was probably one of the most fun things I've ever I've ever done, and probably one of the most heelish things I've ever done as a performer in wrestling. I mean, those kids, you could just see their faces. I spent all night long. I had these beautiful little purple bags with glitter on them and everything, and I had a little tag that said naughty or nice, and I circled naughty and handed them out, and the kids would open them, and it had those little charcoal briquettes that you grill out and I have to give, you know, Jason a lot of credit, because there are a lot of folks that would not have allowed a performer to do those types of things. But like I said, if you ran a good idea by Jason, he would he'd be like, well, let me think about it. And then you go back to him a few minutes later, and, you know, if he really thought it was gold, then he would let you do it. So he let me get away with a lot. I developed a lot of my personality at those shows, and I tried out quite a few things. Some of them worked, some of them didn't, but for the most part, he gave me a wide, you know, just gave me a wide range, and he trusted me, and he let me do whatever I wanted, and sometimes it was gold. One thing about Jason, where he's different from a lot of promoters and a lot of bookers and a lot of leaders, is you know, he never raised his voice. He didn't get mad. He spent a lot of time panicking, you know, oh, this is happening, that's happening, you know, but we would always overcome it. But, you know, I never, ever saw him disrespect a worker. I never, ever saw him raise his voice to somebody. I never, ever saw him do anything out of the ordinary. I mean, he was a nice guy in the ring. He was a nice guy outside the ring, and basically the personality that you knew at any time was him. You know, whether he called himself Jay Hardigan or Speedy Nelson or Jason Speed, you know, they were all him. He was, you know, he was a genuinely nice person, and you know, it's sad that, you know, that this has happened to a nice person. But, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, I thought he was probably one of the nicest people I'd met. You know, soft-spoken, but, you know, he had a way of getting his way across without running over folks. And that's a quality that you don't see a lot.
Right. Well, I have invited a few people, or pretty much anyone that wants to call in tonight that may have worked with him or been friends with him or whatever. If anyone wants to call in, the number is 347-324-5735. But we have a few people on hold, so I'm just going to start taking callers. Hey, thanks for calling Georgia Wrestling Now. Who is this? Hello?
Talking to me.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, this sounds like Strict 9.
That would be me, yes, sir.
Is that his real voice?
That is it. That's a shoot.
Wow.
Yes,
what
sir.
Is that guy, gargle with tax?
That's been known to happen, but usually only for money. although, on the note of PWR, or RW, formerly known as TNT, one thing that did happen when I was there, I was in a match, and a guy named John Hogan stuffed a handful of thumbtacks in my mouth and then punched me in the teeth. So it was a very rather gruesome scene of me, this cascade out of my mouth of thumbtacks and blood. But one thing I wanted to comment on what Simon was saying is he was very, Jason Speed was a very open-minded person. If you had any idea of something you wanted to do on the show or anything, whatever, he was always open to listen. He was never one of those, here's what you're doing and we're not changing that, go dance, monkey dance. He was never one of those kind of people. I met him way back when I first started training at NWA Wildside. He was a referee, and that's why I knew him as Speedy Nelson.
Right.
He was senior official Speedy Nelson. And we hit it off as people because, you know, first thing, when I first started training, you know, you would hang around and clean up the building, and then after a little while they invited you in the locker room during TV tapings. And one thing I noticed is I came back to the locker room and before everybody was getting dressed, and I noticed he was wearing an ICP shirt. And he and I, we just started talking about music in general, and we liked a lot of the same stuff. And he was really, really good people, real laid back. And I remember a long time, even before I got hurt, when he started promoting, he was running a one-off show in this auction barn up in Rabin. And me and Matt Sells rode together to this show, and we were in the first Rabin Rumble that there ever was. And way back with the building was really weird. There was an upstairs type loft where we were over the fans and watching the ring. It's really interesting. And it's the whole thing. I mean, a lot of people is just still blowing my mind as we speak. I mean, even though I went to the funeral and I saw it, it's still blowing my mind that this is real. And because I mean, he was always a really good guy and very professional. I mean, always really fair to me, but very apt to work with me on, like, a lot of times I would call him up and I'd go to work TNT, but I would have to get off my shoe job at, like, 7 and haul tail, and he would always want to work with me as far as my schedule because he was very happy to have me in his locker room. You know, when me and Danny started up there, we held the tag team title of TNT for, like, I don't know, 6-7 months. And, like I said, so I'm going to miss him a lot. And paid my respects today. And I think a lot of the people who went to the funeral were kind of picking on me because they're saying it was just a big elaborate scheme to get me at church.
Oh, my skin was all itchy when I walked in.
Yeah, there were several people who that were amazed that I didn't burst into flames. So, that's my 2 cents worth. I'll give somebody else a chance to talk, but just want to say, Speedy, I'll miss you wherever you are.
All right, thanks a lot, Strychnine. We got a few other people on hold. Let's see who this one is.
Hey, this is Matt Sexels.
Matt Sexels, you know Jason pretty well, I would assume.
I do. As Strychnine just pointed out, we were part of the first NFWA show. I go back just like Strychnine. I know Speedy, as I refer to him, just like a lot of people do. I know him from NWA Wildside. And I can really just kind of reiterate the points that Simon Thurman and Strychnine have already said, that he was a different kind of promoter, a different kind of booker, that he was very open to your ideas, and his ideas a lot of times were off the wall, and some good and some bad. And if you thought they were bad, unlike most promoters, if you looked at him and said, I'm not doing that, I think it's stupid, he would listen to you and figure out why you thought it was stupid, and a lot of times meet you halfway and let you do what you thought was best for the show. Like he was trying to do what he thought was best for the show. Like Simon said, I owe a lot of what Matt Sexels is now because of what he allowed me to be at TNT and at PWR. Ryan Michaels and I got away with a lot more than we should have as a heel tag team, and we're able to develop those personas. And I definitely owe it to Speedy for letting me be him being the first promoter to let me hold a heavyweight championship and to have that faith in me. And it really helped me develop my skill set, and I put on some of the matches that I'm the proudest of that I've ever had during my run as champion. And I know everybody at PWR, myself included, is going to miss the hell out of them. And we're going to move forward and dedicate the awesome heights that PWR is going to reach. We'll dedicate those and know that he's in there with in spirit with us and looking down on us and enjoying the crazy antics that he will see in the months and years to come.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for calling, Matt.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yes, sir. Got several other people, so I'm just going to keep going down the line. Who do we have now?
Hello.
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 Hey, this
sorry,
is Georgia.
I couldn't tell. Sorry, I couldn't tell if it was my turn or not. This is Matt Von Reaver, and I've had the pleasure this past year to work with Jason up in Clayton in PWR. And to be 100% honest with you, up until that point in my career, I was hitting a little bit of a downslope as far as confidence and losing motivation left and right until I walked in the door into that building. And Jason Speed was one of the first guys, not only in my professional wrestling career, but in my life, to take one look at me and go, that kid's got something. I'm going to give him a chance. That was one thing that I've heard, especially the past few days, meeting people that worked with him for years, along with Matt Sells and one of the things that was mentioned the most, that the man gave anyone a chance. If you had a heart for the business and you truly wanted to make a difference and you wanted to inspire and you wanted to be somebody, he was going to give you a chance no matter what anybody had to say about it. And I was one of those guys. And the man not only was one of the most kindled spirits I ever met in my life, but he truly filled shoes and filled a role in my life that my own father at one point could not fill. And for that, I will never, ever, ever not only be able to repay him, even if he was still with us today, but I will forever be in debt to him. And I announced on Facebook not too long ago that any match, no matter where I am or who I am, whatever character I happen to be, anything I ever do behind three ropes will be in dedication to Jason Speed. And I can't speak for everyone, but as far as my opinion goes, this is not going to be the same without him. There's no way in hell.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for calling, Matt.
Thank you for having me.
Let me let me just interject right there, Jonathan.
Sure.
He mentioned something that was very important that I think that we need to focus on. One of the things that Speedy was known for was giving guys a chance. Guys that were too small, too fat, too undesirable for other wrestling federations. Speedy would allow those guys to come work on the show. He'd allow them as long as they showed up and did what he asked them to do. He gave guys chances. Chris Damian spoke at the service today, and he said something very, very poignant and something that really, really got my attention. He said that Speedy allowed people to live out their dreams. He gave people the ability to live out their dreams, and only one of the nicest, most kindest natured people in the world would selflessly allow folks to come in and do something like that. I think it's very important that people do realize that Speedy made people's dreams come true, and those are the words that were spoken at the service, and it was one of the only moments, because I'm not a religious person or anything like that. It was really one of the only moments in the service that really got my attention and that really touched my heart, was the fact that he was speaking the truth that Speedy did make people's dreams come true. Next caller.
Thanks. All right. You're on the air with Georgia Wrestling Now. Who's this?
Hi, this is Michael Gentry, General Manager at PWR.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well. I'm just touching on what Simon said right there. He was a very genuine person. He was the one that gave me my opportunity to join them when they brought the show up to Franklin, North Carolina, my hometown. I went to go see a show one time, and I was so intrigued. And I remember specifically that night Simon was in the main event there. And he got me so riled up, he ended up spilling my soda on me. You remember that, Simon? But it was so intriguing. I was like, I got to figure out how can I be a part of this. And being kind of a very tall guy, I was like, I just wanted to at least have something to do. Like, I wanted to be a referee. So he worked with them for like 6 months, just doing ring work and whatnot. But he gave me an opportunity, and I got to become a referee with them, and because of that opportunity, that's led to everything else I've done in wrestling, going from being a referee to ring announcer to commentator to general manager for him. And I can safely say from the bottom of my heart, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have been able to do anything that I've been able to do, even being in a main event. I've done that. But just Jason's kindness, his genuine heart that he had, I will always love him for that. And I wish he was with us today, because I miss him.
All right, Michael. Well, I've definitely seen you over the past few months become a big part of those shows. So thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem.
And let's see, moving right along. Hey, thanks for calling Georgia Wrestling Now. Who do we have now?
Is it my turn?
It is your turn.
Okay, it is my turn. Great. I've been listening the whole show. I am known as El Zombie Mascara. And like a lot of people have been touching on Speedy tonight, it's basically been, you know, I hate to beat the drum again, but you know, he's one of those guys who gave me an opportunity. You know, the first time I walked through the door, he, thank you, thank you, thank you, you bailed us out, thank you, thank you. And I'm like, I didn't do anything. I just showed up because you said, hey, if you want to work, come on. So I should say thank you. And he was like, no, thank you. I think we went back and forth with that almost every time that I worked. And, you know, as Simon pointed out, you know, I am one of those guys that's not so big. You know, I'm not so huge, muscular. You know, I'm a average, regular-sized dude. And, you know, there was that thing, that spark. He believed in me. And, you know, he paired me with one of my good friends and gave us the opportunity. We are now PWR Tag Team Champions. I'll forever be thankful and grateful for that. I've done a lot of stuff trying to actually make this a career and make this a way of my life for about the past 9 years. And I've had a few people, you know, throw me a bone, but he was the main one that actually said, you know what, no matter what, do it. Don't give up. Do it. As Von Reaper said, I hit a slope in my life, just dealing with a bunch of personal stuff and fighting my own demons, and I was ready to throw in the towel and give up. This is never going to happen, never going to happen. Shortly after that, you know, I get invited to work at PWR, and that brought that spark back that I've been missing. And he definitely, for the short year that I've known him, he's definitely had an impact on my life. And I can agree with everybody else that you guys have already talked to and everybody you will talk to, that he will definitely be missed and definitely sorely be missed. And thank you always, Jason, for everything you do.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
And see who we have next. Thanks for calling Georgia Wrestling Now. Hello?
Hey.
Hey, who's this?
This is Ryan Alexander.
Ryan Alexander the Great?
Yes, sir.
How you doing tonight?
Pretty well. About yourself?
Doing all right. We were just talking about Jason Speed. Did you have something to share about him?
Actually, I never had the opportunity to wrestle for the man. I've heard a lot about him. Matter of fact, weeks before this actual tragic event, I had spoke with him during the summer, talked about coming up to his show, but just never was able to get together on the time, and being kind of busy doing other things, I didn't have the pleasure of working with him, but I do know a lot of folks thought highly of him, and listening for the last little bit for y'all talk about him, indeed, he must have been a truly great promoter.
Yes, sir. Well, I guess you're calling in to... For the next guest, Mr. Donnie, I assume, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we will bring you back on in just a few minutes, but we got a few more callers to talk about.
Go ahead, Don.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
That was abrupt.
No problem.
All right. We're going to take our next caller. Got a couple more. Let's see who we got next. Hello. This is Georgia Wrestling Now. Who are we talking to? Hello? All right, we will go to the next one. Thanks for calling Georgia Wrestling Now. Who are we talking to?
My name is Ryan Bonebreak.
Ryan Bonebreak, I've seen you at PWR as well.
Yes, I've only been wrestling for PWR for about 3 years. I was an independent wrestler, and I retired and became a manager. But ever since the first day I ever stepped foot in these doors and met Jason Speed, met these wonderful people, you know, he's always given me a chance to just to do my best, and I always did my best for him. And you know, the little bit of time I've known him, he was definitely a great promoter, a great person, and always will be remembered in my heart and a lot of people's hearts.
All right. Well, that seems to be a common sentiment, and we appreciate you calling tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem.
All right.
Let's see. I'm going to try this one again. Hello. Thanks for calling Georgia Wrestling Now. Who is this? I guess they just want to listen. Well, anyway, I think we got everybody that was calling to talk about Jason Speed. Before we go to a commercial break, did you want to add anything, Simon?
No, I think everybody pretty much said, you know, what needed to be said. You know, it's the situation's a tragedy. The one thing that I would say, you know, we're a medicated society these days, and sometimes the medications they give us do far more harm than good. And my only advice to people would be to stay off medications as best you can, without having to go that direction, because you know, they don't always fix you. Sometimes they make you worse, and I think that may have had something to do with this, because I'd never heard Jason say or do anything that would give me any indication that you know something was terribly, terribly wrong. I'm sorry for his family. I'm sorry for his grandmother more specifically. I'd met her many times, but you know, I really talked to her today, and just a kind, sweet woman. And you know, him and his family didn't deserve this, and really nobody does. But I would hope that out of this, people might realize that no matter what's going on, you know, in the end of the day, there are people that are going to be left behind, and those people have to sit and wonder how this happened, why it happened, and what they had, you know, to do to be a part of what happened. And the answer is always nothing. You know, there's nothing we can do. There's nothing we could have done. You know, it's sad, and it will continue to be sad for a long time. That sadness won't go away.
Yeah, absolutely. On a positive note, though, I know that PWR had some big plans for next year, moving to new locations and new venues, and just continuing to try to expand and experiment and do things a little differently. So, of course, Jen Holbrook Sells worked very closely with Jason, and I know she still plans on carrying out some of those things. So we will still see PWR, you know, sometime next year. And as we've heard tonight, the things that Jason contributed to that organization and to each individual wrestler that was involved with it will obviously continue on. So look forward to seeing what happens with PWR going into 2013. But I think we got everybody that intended to share their thoughts about Jason. If we miss anyone, I apologize, but we do have to take a commercial break. And when we come back, we'll bring Brian Alexander back on, and we'll also be hearing from Mr. Donnie, who is putting on a Toys for Tots benefit this Saturday at Henderson Arena, which is a place that over the years has had a lot of wrestling events, seen a lot of greats perform there. So we will find out more about that in just a moment.
Wrestling fans, Anarchy Wrestling Television tapings are the second and fourth Saturdays of every month at 4236 Level Grove Road in Cornelia, Georgia. For more information on Anarchy Wrestling and on the shows, to watch the television product and a whole lot more, go to anarchy-wrestling.net. That's Anarchy Wrestling, the second and fourth Saturdays of every month in Cornelia, Georgia.
If you're hurt, get the money you deserve. If you're in pain, get the money you deserve. At Terry and Peterman, we're personal injury attorneys who take a professional, thorough approach to your accident and injury claims. Don't call some long-distance law firm or satellite office. Don't trust your claim to just anyone. For a free consultation, call the law office of Terry and Peterman today, 229-247-0386, or go online at www.terryandpeterman.com. The law offices of Terry and Peterman, making things right.
Whether you're having an autograph session, personal appearance, or live event, we got just the person you need to contact for all of those needs. SBI Bookings is home of some of the best stars in the wrestling industry today. They provide you with the best talent this business has to offer, from Kevin Nash, Larry Zbysko, Scott Steiner, and many, many more. So who will you contact next time you're planning an event? The men of SBI Bookings. Check them out at sbibookings.com.
Do you remember Tommy Rich? What about Ray Gunkel or Gordon Solie? Can't get those nasty Anderson brothers out of your head? Well, you can catch them again at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Who was on the first card you attended? Who was it under that mask? Remember the first Omni Spectacular or the big main events at the Bell Auditorium? What happened in Columbus on my birthday? Find out at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Whether you want to get back some of your past, or maybe you just want to find pro wrestling in your area, check out GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com.
I'm muted.
Welcome back to Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com, filling in for Matt Hankin tonight as Simon Sermon. And we were just talking about Jason Speed and his passing and his contributions to the local wrestling scene. And as I mentioned before the commercial break, PWR does have a lot planned for next year. And anyone who'd like to find out more about that, I failed to mention before, they can go to prowrestlingresurrection.com. So, but now we're moving on to this Saturday at Henderson Arena is a Toys for Tots benefit show. We are already joined by Brian Alexander the Great, who will be part of that. I believe Simon Sermon may also be part of that.
And, indeed, I believe he said he was.
And then, of course, Mr. Donnie from the
Hamilton crew. I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. How are you tonight?
Great. How about you?
Doing all right, considering.
I hear a nasty Brian Alexander in the background there.
That's me, Mr. Donnie.
How you doing?
Pretty well, sir. About yourself?
Ah, great. Look here. To get to Henderson's Arena, it is roughly 5 miles from Atlanta Airport. If you get on 285 and go to South Fulton Parkway, exit on South Fulton Parkway and go to Highway 29, take a right, go up about 2.5 miles, and it'll be on the left across the track. And anybody that wants to come is more than welcome.
We usually have a pretty good turnout down there, don't we, Mr. Donnie?
Yeah, we there'll be roughly 12,000 to 15,000 people go through the building that day, and they'll be giving food to everybody, toys to all the kids, and any of the boys that want to work are more than welcome to come.
All right.
Last year we filmed a reality TV show during all this chaos and madness. I wish we was doing that again this year.
And I think further on down the road they're going to try to redo that again.
Well, I hope so.
What show is that?
But this guy, Mr. Lacey Curry, owns Henderson's Arena. They do this every year, the Saturday before Christmas. And this is about our 12th year out there.
All right, and it starts kind of early in the day, doesn't it?
Right, we'll be starting roughly around lunchtime, 12 o'clock.
And is there more to it than wrestling?
Yes, sir. There's blow-up giant slides that reach 30 feet up in the air. There's rock-climbing walls, jumping things right for the kids.
Huh? Singing. They got singing, karaoke,
fans. All the pizza you can eat from Domino's.
Even some of the local sports mascots will be there. One year, I can't remember the Falcons' name. What's the Falcons' mascot's name?
You got me.
I don't watch football, but
I don't watch predetermined sports either.
Well, guys, we've got Simon Sermon joining us tonight. I believe he's going to be part of the show. Do you, Simon, do you know who you're taking on or anything like that yet?
No, I haven't. I haven't been informed who I will be beating up that day, but I don't think it really matters, does it?
Simon,
it doesn't matter to me a
bit. Simon, it's good to hear from you. I hadn't talked to you in a while.
Mr. Donnie, a pleasure to speak with you, sir.
Let me tell you, if you want to watch entertainment, come watch this guy. He is really good.
Indeed. Indy.
Well, Brian, do you know who you'll be wrestling on Saturday?
No, usually myself and Redneck Hero Jess Wade do a tag match against some poor unlucky duo, but this year I'm not really sure if there's a mix in the slaughter yet or if we're just going to go out there and find somebody to throw in there. I'm not real sure yet. I'm sure somebody will get in there.
That's the good part of this show. You never know who will show up. We've got guys coming from Chicago, Alabama. I mean, you never know. We even had Steven Regal show up one year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Greg Brown, probably. He'll make an appearance. I find it hard to get him in the ring a lot of times. He seems to want to play that retired card, but I think I can get him out of retirement at least one more time.
And, Abdullah the Butcher and his manager, Honest John Cheatham, they're out of the country, but they hopefully will be back Friday, and they'll be by there, too.
All right, well, it sounds like it'll be a fun, unpredictable day.
And And I believe Nick Patrick, the WWE referee, will be there, too.
I love Nick Patrick.
That'll surprise me a bit, Simon.
But, you know, Henderson's Arena's got a lot of wrestling history behind it. When I broke in 85, Henderson's was going strong back then with wrestling.
Yeah, I think the first indie show I ever went to was there, and that was it was in the late 90s sometime.
Oh, but, yeah?
Yeah, I believe Hughes, Mr. Hughes was on the card, and I remember the Harley-Davidson crew being there.
Vicious Big Nose.
The Monopoly Man.
Had that one.
Lacey Curry, he's done pretty good with the arena. They have rodeos, different events over there all year long. But in wrestling and rodeo, it's known as Henderson Arena, International House of Pain and Suffering, because there's been a lot of suffering and pain in that building.
There's been a lot of it.
Well, I have a question.
All right.
You know, coming up in wrestling here, I've always heard, you know, Mr. Donnie and the Harley-Davidson crew, and I've always heard stories about how you guys are literally the most vicious group of guys to ever wrestle in this area. How is it that the Harley-Davidson crew comes about doing or putting together a Toys for Tots show for kids? Is that you guys just have a soft spot in your heart for children, how did all this come about?
Well, they were already doing the Toys for Tots, and we just threw the wrestling in. Hey, we were all kids at one time. And you're only a kid once in your life, and when it's gone, it's gone. And when the cold reality of life sets in and you're not a child anymore, you wish you could go back. A lot of people might tell you we're foolish and childish, right, and do a lot of dumb stuff. But we have fun doing it.
I always thought Mr. Donnie was so you'd have a good mark on the resume when he kicked over and had to go through the gates, it wouldn't turn you down completely.
Well,
oh, that's a good point.
We thought about that too, but it's probably a little late for that.
not really, huh?
I mean, if we couldn't beat them, we could cheat them or steal it. One of the three, you know.
I went around with the Iron Sheik and Donna Rich for a long time. I'm sure y'all made a lot of friends through business.
Oh, yeah. I got a story about Tommy Rich. I don't know if y'all remember Uncle Sammy Ken or not. But one time, we'd all been on the road for like couple of days, and we were headed back towards Atlanta. And first thing you learn with Tommy Wildfire Rich is don't go to sleep in a car. You can't be the first one to go to sleep or pass out because you're in trouble if you do. So we're traveling down the road, and Tommy says, pull over in this convenience store. So I pull over. I thought he was going in to get something to drink, right? Well, next thing I know, Tommy comes out, and Sammy's asleep. Tommy's got a little brown paper sack in his hand. He opens it up, and he's got a giant tube of super glue. Well, Sammy's got his legs crossed, and Tommy proceeds to tear the bottom off his super glue and shoot it down into Sammy Kent's insole of his shoe in his instep. Well, Sammy sits here a few minutes, jumps up and hollers, I caught y'all, try and give me a hot foot. Well, I forgot to tell y'all that Sammy was wearing a tuxedo and a $300 pair of loafers and an $8 pair of socks. And Sammy had a foot because Tommy ruined his socks and his shoes and glued them to his foot. He couldn't get them off till the next day. Sammy Kent was so penny conscious, he tried to wash the glue out of them socks the best he could.
God.
We done a big show at Henderson's one time with Tommy Rich, Sabu, Rob Van Dam, the Iron Sheik. There was all kind of people. I think we had about 1,300 and something people there that day.
Well, I know aside from Tommy Rich and the Harley Davidson crew, you've also worked closely with the Rock and Roll Express, I believe, right, Mr. Donnie?
Oh, yeah, we worked back when we broke in Rock and Roll Express, Wrestling 2, Free Birds, the Moon Dog, the Von Hicks. We wrestled just about everybody in the business. Armstrongs, and let me tell you, when we lost Brad, we lost one of the best ones in the business.
Yes, I hear you.
Brad and all the Armstrongs got a real close place in our heart because they were some of our first matches when we broke in. And most people tell you we didn't know a lot about wrestling. All we knew about was beating people up.
Not the Harley Davidson crew.
Well, see, most people, they got a gimmick, and we're our gimmick. We weren't made-up bikers. We were bikers way before we ever got in the wrestling business.
Well, you know, Mr. Donnie, for years I've always wondered, you always thought of the Harley Davidson crew, but Shadow is made by Honda.
Well,
I don't ever noticed that.
See, let me tell you about that. Now, Shadow, when I got in wrestling, me and him have been buddies for 30-something years. And we rode with couple of different clubs and different people together. And Tommy Rich gave him the name Shadow because any time you seen me, he was standing right behind me. He had nothing to do with wrestling at the time, but still nobody was putting their hands on me.
Oh, I always wondered because Honda makes the Shadow motorcycle, and I was like, the Harley-Davidson crew must have sounded a lot better than the Honda crew.
Well, see, what the deal was is I could look at people and tell them I might be a little statue, but I cast a pretty good-sized shadow, and then he'd call them. Then we had Scrap Iron. He was a big boy, and Scrap he didn't have enough sense to where you could hurt him.
Well, Mr. Donnie, I'm curious whose corner will you be in on Saturday? Do you have anybody you're working with these days?
I work a lot with Vic Rose and Brian Alexander and Jess Wade, to be truthful with you. But most of the time, I don't go to the ring on those shows because there's so much going on. And to be truthful with you, I'd rather be sitting out there with the kids. You know, I'm a big kid at heart. Well, I ain't a big kid, but I'm medium sized.
Well, aside from these Toys for Tots shows each year, are you still involved in wrestling anywhere else?
Oh yeah. We do a lot of stuff with Abdullah the Butcher and Honest John Cheatham.
Where do you really appear? I've been to his restaurant.
he had an internet TV show in Atlanta for a while, and he was fixing to get a hip replacement. He's having a few problems, and as soon as he does that, I'm pretty sure he's going to open a promotion.
Okay.
Because we've been working with Butcher for off and on for 25 years.
Yeah, were you there when he got inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame in Atlanta last year?
No, I wasn't in town. Me and Shadow was supposed to go with him down there, but we were both out of town. Shadow had a real bad motorcycle wreck about 2 years ago, well, 3 years ago now. And he's not able to wrestle or do a whole lot in that line anymore. But he still shows up. And hopefully before it's over, he'll be back in there clubbing somebody if it ain't nothing but with his crutch.
Hell, he went back during, was it July or August? He went to China for 2 weeks.
July.
July.
He went for a couple of weeks to visit his brother. He's got a brother that lives over there.
He does more traveling now that he's all broke up than he ever did when he was running around, don't he?
Well, when you can't do nothing else but drive, you know, you tend to do a lot of that. He can still cause somebody to hit you in the head, though.
Yeah.
But he'll be there Saturday with bells on.
What a coincidence, so will I.
I heard, Simon, that you were pretty good at ringing bells.
Brian, you sent me an email address earlier where people can get more information about the show. Is that something you want me to mention?
If you want to, you can give it out. They can email me if they need directions or address or some stuff like that. You can, sure.
Everybody remember, this is all for the kids. It's all everybody having a good time. See these kids get fed, get toys to take home, and everybody that comes out there get fed. I mean, food's plentiful, drinks are plentiful, and no alcoholic beverages now.
All right, well, we just lost half the workers who was planning on killing Mr. Dunny.
That.
You said no alcohol. We lost some of the workers who was planning on coming, I'm sure.
Well, you know, what you do before and after, that's up to you.
So much for my 2 hot dogs and a martini.
Well, I can remember going to wrestling shows where I got paid off in hot dogs years and years ago.
I think Simon still gets paid that way sometimes.
Y'all boys ain't right.
So where's your partner, Simon?
Which one?
Which one?
Well, next week we'll be talking to Rick Michaels will be calling in next week on Christmas Eve. That's one of his partners.
That's who I was referring to, was Rick.
Oh, well, we saw him earlier today. Of course, he was at the service, but he and I were just getting back in the swing of things, tagging again. We'd taken a hiatus. We had we weren't speaking to each other for a little while, but just like sisters, we have found a way to communicate again, and we're now running the roads again and committing acts of violence all over the state of Georgia again. So I don't know. You'll see us again soon.
All right. Well, let me ask y'all this: have any of y'all seen this guy that Jody Hamilton is training? This kid, Blake Beretta.
I know who
you're talking about, but I ain't seen him in about a year.
Well, he's been working with Jody Hamilton for about 6 or 8 months now, and the kid is looking really good. I mean, this kid can actually really wrestle. He can chain wrestle, mat wrestle.
The Taliban Beefcake.
He's supposed to be at the show Saturday, too, so everybody get a look at him.
Yeah, I was working with him a while back, but the distance between us made it very difficult to get any kind of training down, so I'm glad he found somebody that was close by that could do him justice.
Yeah, he's been working with him for quite a while now, and Nick and him say he's doing really good. Last time I seen him, he looked good.
Good deal. Glad to hear it. Like I say, I started out trying to work with him a little bit, but I live on one side of the state, and he lives nearly on the other side, and it was just too complicated to get, you know, to get at the same place at the same time. And so I'm glad he got with somebody that can dedicate a little more time than I could to him.
Yeah, I think he's living up in Cobb County somewhere now. I'm not sure.
About Alpharetta or something.
I think the kid, he may do real good on the independent circuit.
He's got a pretty good size look to him.
He's like me, he's vertically challenged.
He's got a nice size chest, Eddie. He used to work at a bodybuilding place. I forget the name of it, but.
Well, he's a personal trainer now. He's working on his own now.
Oh, is he? Oh, good deal.
All right. Well, Brian, what is that that email address, or do you want me to?
You give it out because I have to look it up because I don't ever email it.
All right. It is Brian.
We appreciate you having us on here tonight.
Oh, no problem at all.
We hope to see you at the show Saturday.
Yeah, I'll definitely come down and have a piece of pizza or something and hopefully see a little bit of wrestling.
Well, it'd be better to do that than to have us show up at your house.
I have a feeling that you're very right in that. But that email address for anyone who wants more information is Brian, B-R-I-A-N, Alexander.7543@facebook.com. I want to thank Brian Alexander and Mr. Donnie for calling in to let us know about that show. And I want to thank Simon Sermon for filling in as co-host tonight. And
I need to get a birthday wish out. Can I get a birthday wish out here real quick?
Absolutely.
I don't know if y'all know him. Y'all know King B, Ryan McClure?
Yeah.
Y'all know him? Well, y'all may not know it, but today is his birthday, and I didn't get to go to his birthday party today. I was invited to it, and sadly, I didn't get to go. I had some scheduling conflicts, but I wanted to throw a birthday wish out there for the King B. He's one of the hugest wrestling fans in West Georgia.
All right.
You know who I'm talking about, don't you, Simon?
Sure.
You know who I'm talking about, don't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, his birthday's today, and I didn't get to go to his birthday party, so I wanted to make sure that I got it out there for him.
All right.
Well, come to the show next week, do a report on it. Tell us what you think.
Will do. All right. Well, thanks again.
Well, thank you, and we'll see you Saturday.
All right. You have a good week until then. And,
okay,
thanks, sir.
Brian, Simon, y'all take care, and I'll see y'all Saturday.
All right.
Good day, Mr. Good evening.
Everybody out there in radio land, if you don't come to the show, you don't know what you're missing. See y'all later. Take care.
All right. Well, as I mentioned before, Rick Michaels will be our special guest in part three of our ongoing series with Rick Michaels. I believe that will be the third and final chapter, unless he runs out of time yet again on telling his story about his life in wrestling. So, Simon, you are welcome to call in next week if you'd like, if you have anything to say to your ongoing partner / foe.
No, I think we'll let him. I think I'll let him have his evening in the spotlight. But I was going to say, you know, thank you for inviting me to do this co-host thing. You know, it kind of does it all by itself. I managed to floss all of my teeth during that interview. I'm minty fresh.
Well, I'm glad you're good at multitasking.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
All right. Well, we'll be back next week on Christmas Eve with Rick Michaels. And until then, have a great week, everybody.
Silent night.
We thank you for listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. and the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GWH for nostalgia, upcoming events, and more. As always, GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com thanks you for your continued support.